Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that the Lord is doing a new thing for thee. I want to thank you for allowing us to minister to you. By now you should have already received your books titled The 7 Deadly Mistakes. I want you to stay informed and stay up to date. Keep your eye on your emails and phone calls and your inboxes, because we're going to keep you up to date of any when we're going to be doing the 4-week course on this book. The ebook, so that we can go deeper, and so that you don't walk out those 7 deadly mistakes, because that is not the plan nor the will of the Father concerning it. Now, the enemy will try to attack you in several different areas. He will try to attack you where you can become a little bit insensitive if you allow that, where you can be weak-willed, where you could be careless or fault-finding or shy or fearful or cunning. And that is not of me, yea, saith the Lord. Yes, I've called you to be modest. Yes, I've called you to be patient. Yes, I've given you a soft heart. Yes, I've put a strong prophetic anointing inside of you. Yes, I've made you to be one that is very sensitive and one that is very perceptive to the things of the Spirit. And yet God says to thee that you must begin to not allow the enemy to cause your sensitivity or you being thin-skinned to begin to internalize your feelings, because people can say something and you can take it and run with it and make it more than what it is. And that's how the enemy would try to bring an attack to begin to distance you and cause you to fall into hurt and pain. And God says that is not of him. Surely the Lord says, yes, you are shy growing up. Yes, you're a good listener. Yes, you are. But the Lord says, do not become a step over, because if you become a step over and a step on, then you can become bitter in different aspects of your life, and that is not of the Lord. And those are some of the areas where the attack could try to come to break your focus. Yes, God says he can cause you to become depressed easily. Why? Because you're like a sponge, and yet it seems like you were a late bloomer, and that sort of frustrated you, and thus you must learn to develop faith. Yes, God has gifted you strongly, but then again, you must learn to use wisdom in all that you do, because the enemy wants to try to make you highly emotional. He wants you to become easily influenced by your environment. So know that your environment and people around you is key, and watch whom you have around you. And so with this, you must learn to develop to see how important you are in the world and all that God has called you to do and all that Father God has placed deep down inside of thee. So the Lord said, don't allow criticism to have its place in thee, because criticism can cause hurt, and hurt can cause fear, and fear can cause isolation. And so you can be highly sensitive and emotional and reactive, and yet God says learn to stand in him and trust him. See, these are some of the areas that the enemy would try to attack you in, but yet you must learn to use the wisdom of the Lord and not let it be, because this is not the will of Father God for thee. For the Lord says, don't fall in to childhood patterns and giving and receiving attention, because you can be an easy victim of depression and lack confidence. But the Lord says, know that that is not his plan for thee. For the Lord says, I have strengthened thee, and I have made you in my image, and I have equipped thee, and I created thee, I fashioned thee, and I know thee, because your blood, your spiritual blood, your spirit is of me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be much that you're going to endure, but God says that there's release, and God says that you won't be affected. But God says that he has given you the power, and God says that there's much that you're going to overcome. I'm hearing God says that there's much that he's going to place into your hand, and God says for you to prepare yourself and to be careful and use discernment to the people that you share things with, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, and I concur. I just heard the word for the Lord for you, saying for you to trust in him, because he is going to direct your path. God says that many are around you are like sheep, wolves in sheep clothing. God says you don't have to be mistrustful. You don't have to be afraid. But God says just keep yourself to yourself, and all of those that are not really for you or have any ill intentions toward you, they'll fall to the wayside because you won't give them any attention. So they'll just get tired and they'll go away. And whoever is left in your presence is the ones that has been appointed by God to walk with you through this period. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord coming unto me saying, it's like a releasing and a letting go, a loading and an unloading. God is bringing forth information to you, and he's allowing you and helping you to let go of some things and some situations, letting go of some fears and past hurts. I just hear God saying that you're going to begin to see a true measure of his word pertaining to you, and a true measure of his word pertaining to the consciousness that you're about to walk into. Your level of consciousness is about to change, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying, this is the season to set aside differences. Father God says, be quick to think and slow to speak. I do hear Father God saying, be angry and sin not. Father God says, agree to disagree in this season. Father God says he's clearing up a lot of misunderstandings and miscommunications in this season. And that is the word of the Lord. Father God says he gives you peace. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Taslin, for the seed of $52 once again. Know that the Lord says you're going to grow in wisdom and in knowledge, but also in understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, the Lord says, I'm going to give you wisdom to make wise decisions during the next 3 to 6 months. For the Lord says that as you look up, you're going to begin to get up. And God says you're going to begin to rise in power and authority and ambition and in strength. For I, the Lord, am with thee, saith the Lord God Almighty. For the Lord says favor in this season. And you're going to find that paperwork is going to be settled in this season. For this is a season where I grace thee and I promise thee and I guarantee thee success and favor in this season. For I will put a power upon thee, a power in your life. And this power is going to cause you to begin to accomplish some new things in this season. For the Lord says, I'm touching the area of work. I'm touching the area of housing. I'm touching the area of family and relationship and maybe even something surrounding property. For the Lord says, know that your blessings and your abundance and your prosperity and your success is assured for the next 6 months. For I, your God, shall cause you to come into a season of uncommon favor. And the anointing that I shall place upon thee shall cause thee to be a magnet of favor, a magnet of success in the areas of work and real estate and even things surrounding groups of people. For you will be my speaker. You will be my voice unto my people. And I also see success even surrounding technology or something even surrounding computers. God bless you and thank you for your miracle seed once again.